April 4th, 1965, the world welcomed little baby Robert Downey Jr. The future actor was the benefit of some excellent prenatal care.
Wow, Mom, he's so healthy. You must have been taking your Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr., a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. A report in the New York Times says some members of the Mueller team claim Attorney General Barr's four-page summary of their findings is very short on details. The president's attorney says don't trust him.
I can't tell you how much false information they leaked during the course of the investigation. How many people were going to be indicted that didn't get indicted?
Rudy Giuliani on Fox. Members of the Border Patrol feeling overwhelmed in McAllen, Texas, as more and more migrants try to get into the U.S.
They expect today's numbers to be around 1,000. They've had 12 straight days of 1,000-plus apprehensions, and that is really the crisis that they are seeing here, and they are undermanned because so many of the agents are pulled off the front line to do the processing. We went into the processing center where they are maxed out.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, President Trump is threatening to shut the border down unless Mexico does more to stem the tide. This is Fox News.
Do you like waking up like this?
Good morning, sunshine.
Or is this more like what you get?
Get your ass up!
Well, here's your favorite morning show with cheerful good mornings for you. Greg Budell.
Good morning.
Jay Scott.
Good morning.
Emily Hayes.
Good morning.
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Yo, what's up?
And the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Wake me up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Get up! Get on up!
There had to be something in there you liked.
Why don't you shut up?
Why don't you ask your mama?
No!
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Wake your butt up!
What was that?
Wake your butt up!
So I thought you said. A couple of minutes past 7, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This hour, it's Random Facts with Jay Scott.
Jay Scott!
Emily Hayes is here.
Yay, fun!
And of course, the Rich Thomas with the forecast at 7:04.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
We're starting off clear this morning. A little cool for 48, so jacket weather. But clouds will be on the increase today. A warm day, high around 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up later on this afternoon. And certainly as we get closer to evening and tonight, the storms become, I think, more concentrated. A couple of the storms could be strong. Damaging wind gusts not out of the question in a couple of the stronger storms. Low tonight, 62. Tomorrow's high near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms at times. Perhaps thinning out a little bit towards Friday evening. We may get a little low in between batches of storms, which will come at us over the next 6 days. But Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around at times. I think the better chance of the 2 days would be Sunday, especially later on Sunday. Low 80s for a high Saturday, maybe low to mid-80s by Sunday, and could be some stronger, possibly severe storms, I think, in those Sunday storms late. Right now, this morning, east winds at 8 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies and 48. It's 7:05.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
There's a service you may not need today or this week, but soon, perhaps, because we all know that you're going to have a plumbing issue someday.
And it's going to be at the worst.
It's always. You're right.
Oh.
You're right, Emily. It's always at the worst time.
Always the worst.
If you don't have the guy from Quantum Leap to help you out fix it, you want to call Plumbing by Lukewire because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's almost all the time. So give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, you can call them at 264-9666. They're very reliable because I've used them for several times now over the last few years. In fact, I used to and still do use Lukewire for heating and air conditioning. But then someone said, you know that they're plumbing department is second to none in the River Region, and that's when I found out. Ah, okay, they're going to be my future and always plumbing service, and that's why I keep relying on Plumbing by Luke Wire. You can visit them on the web, acbyluquewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Down to the traffic dungeon with you.
As we roll on into the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the boulevard and traffic is building up around the traffic lights. No big problems, but you will slow down just a little bit at the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have a bit of trouble for you. Everything is rolling smooth at this hour, and we don't see any trouble on the 31s. Keep in mind, school buses are out picking up kids, and the school zones will kick in just a few minutes. Over 2,800 8th graders will be at Trenum State Community College's Career Discovery Expo 2019 today and tomorrow. Brought to you by the Selma and Dallas County Economic Development Authority. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is...
Start reading.
Thank you. Yeah, remember that Payless filed for bankruptcy back in February. They're still trying to liquidate their assets. A 25-year-old woman in Kansas named Addie Tritt stopped by a Payless store that was having one of those sales. They had 204 pairs of shoes left, selling for a buck each.
Yeah.
She bought them all at 49 cents a pair and then took them to flood victims in Nebraska.
Awesome.
So cool.
Yeah. A sorority at Forest State University in Kansas helped deliver the goods, and that's your good news story for today so that we don't completely lose faith in humanity. At 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
You there, sir?
Yes, now I am, yes.
Hey!
Hey, how are y'all?
Well, you know, we're dealing with these tiny coffee cups. It's a crisis.
You want me to get you some big coffee cups?
Well, you know, there's a certain size coffee cup, so it doesn't get cold too fast, but...
Yeah, that's right. We need the morning radio size. 32 ounces is...
That's about good.
Okay, well, we'll see about that.
Just look 32 at the
ounces, yeah.
This is one of those mornings, though, I am missing my mattress. I will have no trouble going home.
Oh, I see that. That's a good tie-in, too.
Oh, yeah, y'all get to go home after the show and get back in bed. We keep...
And then I get to get up again, get cleaned up again, come in and do another show.
But we love our mattress because they come from Mr. Sandman.
Yes.
Well, and we're having final markdowns taking place this weekend on all my remaining Serta products.
Mm-hmm.
We've sold out of most of them, but we've got a number of nice mattresses left, some floor samples, even some of the eye comforts are left in Queen. My Restonic Scott Property Brothers mattresses, final markdowns are going to be taken on those later today. New mattresses have started arriving. My new inventory from Eastman House, which is a 100-year-old company that makes some fabulous mattresses. We're going heavy with them. I've got some other mattresses. My truckload of mattresses I got 2 weeks ago with about 90 mattresses in it, queens and kings that range from queens from 225, you know, 349, 400, somewhere in that range. Kings, you got nice king sets for $499. You get king sets with the adjustable base, the head-up adjustable base, for $599. And these are really thick, nice mattresses. I've gone through about half that truckload already, so I have to be ordering another truck in another week. But these are deals on really nice mattresses. People come in and been to other stores and seen what they have, especially the budget mattresses, and then see what we have, and they are shocked at how nice a mattress they can get for under $500. So we also have our premium products. Some of the Jameson latex are still on closeout. We've got the Pure Talalay Bliss mattresses. We've got a few of those floor samples left for the new models are coming in this week. Got all sorts of great deals on mattresses, beds, headboards, and some odd dressers and mirrors and chests. I realize oak is not as popular as it used to be in Montgomery, but I have got some really nice oak dressers and mirrors that are high quality, good product, normally sold for $5.99. I've got them for $2.50 for the dresser and mirror. If you've got a kid needing some storage space, these are a great deal. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen, on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, 3 miles from the I-65 on the right-hand side. And we're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
I remember Mr. Sandman used to have a warehouse out by Southern Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing a remote out there one day, and I decided to stop in and take a look because I needed a bed. I hadn't bought a new bed in so many years.
Right.
And it was like Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation when he finds the perfect tree. I saw it up against the back wall, and there was like a halo over it.
Angels sang.
Yeah, it had padded headboard, everything somebody...
Right.
And I still have it today, and I nicknamed it the Zip Code because it's so big.
I guess...
Yeah, I actually...
Go ahead.
In moving out of my big warehouse, I actually found an odd footboard that goes to that.
Oh.
Don't have a headboard, but do have an odd footboard somehow. So.
Yeah. And it still looks great. It still looks great.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of furniture.
And
so.
I got that at a price that was like, wow. I can now buy a dresser, which I did. Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.
Right. We're at 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. That means random facts can't be far off.
Oh, how exciting.
I've been toying with the idea of just for today only.
Uh-huh.
What? Of doing what?
A convoluted intro.
Oh, you shouldn't put that kind of pressure on yourself.
This would be a quantum leap.
The QL's going to be coming up all morning long, isn't it? I just have a feeling there's a theme developing here in this show.
It was just a good night of television. I remember we would watch Quantum Leap and we would watch Unsolved Mysteries, and I'd be scared to go to
that. That was your Wednesday block for a good while. Yeah. Was your Quantum Leap and your Unsolved Mysteries.
Now, there was another show my grandpa used to like this in the 80s that had something to do with, and I think it started with the letter Q.
It had something to do with what?
The letter Q. Didn't you hear the name?
The name, I think it started with the letter Q.
But what was the... You said it had something to do with what?
It was a crime show.
Yeah.
Quincy?
No.
That's good.
Guess. Yeah. TV shows that start with the letter Q. Quasar?
What?
Alex, I'll take letter Q for 500.
News Talkers.
Somebody's going to know this.
Start.
Am I right?
Hmm?
What was that?
Hang up.
Letter.
Fan mail from some flounder, right?
Yeah.
See if you can come up with this. Quantum sounds like the right word, but it's not.
I mean, Quantum Leap started in the 80s.
Did it?
News Talkers.
Crime show. Q.
Quantum Leap. Yeah. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Wasn't that?
Your grandfather was not into that.
That's about it.
Must have been Quantum Leap then. Let's talk to Cooter. He's the guy that remembers everything we forget.
I remember a few things, forget a lot of things. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Good.
Jag.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, Nick. NCIS was spun off from JAG.
Oh, JAG was good.
I thought it was. I believe you're right.
Yeah.
Again, same guy who created JAG created NCIS. So, yeah, having a spinoff from that
makes
perfect sense. And having them come back and do a little cameo thing later on makes perfect sense.
Well, since it makes sense.
Quantum Leap. The guy from Quantum Leap is now in NCIS New Orleans.
Yes, he is.
Scott Bakula?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They had a reunion. Him and Dean Stockwell had a reunion of such on Enterprise, the Star Trek show that lasted forever how long. They had a little reunion.
I do remember
Did
that.
They leap
together.
There?
No. They were there. They were just there. They were just there together for a little bit.
Oh.
There was a plan. They never got to it in season 5 of Quantum Leap, but there was a plan to have him leap into the character of Magnum P.I., which would have been fantastic.
Did you ever watch a show called 7 Days?
7 Days?
It was a lot like Quantum Leap, and that the guy could go back in time 7 days to... fix something that went awry.
No. I didn't know about that one.
But I love anything to do with time travel.
There was a quick one on NBC that lasted just one season that I had hope for, and it just didn't last.
Which
but it
one?
Was good. Journeyman. Again, it only lasted one season, but I really, really loved it.
Does anybody in our elite group have an iPhone charger? I think my battery's dying.
Well, I have to run, guys. Y'all have a great one, okay?
Thank you for
calling. I've got one in the office.
Battery charger.
Yeah, I've got one in the office.
May I?
Yeah, I'll go get it.
I'll wait for a weather open.
They'll know that's his cue to go.
I could use time to fill up my coffee cup downstairs.
Do you have any grounds in yours? No. Or did you eat them?
Grounds for what?
Grounds for refilling. I'll tell you what. Now, let's see. One, two,
seven,
three.
We're playing Build-A-Brick here.
Build-A-Brick.
We could celebrate.
Happens in the mall, don't they?
We could celebrate Donica. No, that's too long.
No, we don't need to do anything crazy like that. We just need to.
Well, no, we need to do anything crazy like celebrate Auburn? Is that what
you're
saying?
That is not what I meant.
That's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I meant.
God, you're all
batteries in phones die even though you can recharge them, right? Don't they reach a point where they become unrechargeable?
I mean, yeah, but that's going to take a while.
How old is your phone?
It's a couple of years.
Yeah, you're not there yet, sir.
Well, I had it fully charged this morning. It shouldn't be at 4%.
Well, how many?
4% would
how
make
many
me.
How many windows do you have
I'd
open?
I'd be panning
how many
and sweating.
Applications do you have open?
Not that many.
Not that many? If you've got stuff running in the background, Greg.
Oh, I always have 55 things.
Oh, I can't stand it. My stepmom hands me her phone, and she's got a droid and a little toolbar across the top. It's just filled with icons and then a plus symbol because there's more stuff open.
I've noticed sometimes when you put your phone down, and it's not right now, but I have noticed a few times when you put your phone down for whatever reason, the camera is on, and I never know why. But I see that, and I'll be like, yeah, that's going to...
I hate, especially in Messenger, when you accidentally dial somebody on FaceTime.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. I don't really want to talk to you. It's been a long time since we've talked anyway.
There's a reason for that. I don't want to change that right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I run down and get that. I'm at 3% now.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
Thank you, sir.
What about the memes?
Yeah.
Random Facts is coming up next. And pay close attention. Have your note-taking devices handy because Jay will do a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question immediately following that. Now, let's talk about a guy who has such a grasp of the river region, and he's, I don't want to call him needy because he's not needy in that regard. He needs listings. He works in real estate for the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader. Bader's better than anybody. I mean, he knows the market. I keep teasing him.
He's the best of all the Baders.
He's
the better best of the Baders.
And you never get the better of the Bader because...
it's fantastic.
Well, he's better than a Bader when it comes to knowing the real estate market locally. So whether you're buying or you're listing, what you want, I think the password that comes to mind is hustle. Somebody who will hustle to help get your home sold if you list with him. Because he'll know who's looking for what. And then secondly, if you want to list your home or you're looking, just put down like an order pad. He doesn't have a drive-through window, although he'd be the first if anybody ever does. Mm-hmm. Tell him what you're looking for. Exactly what you're looking for. The A's and A's, the things that can and can't be part of your next home. The price range you're shopping in, buying or renting. And he'll find it. Eddie Bader works his butt off. 322-0662. Because he really appreciates the faith that you place in with him at the Goodson Group. That's Eddie Bader, 322-0662. Local news, random facts, next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says the state is working to address issues highlighted in the Department of Justice's investigation into Alabama prisons. The DOJ says the prisons fail to protect inmates from violence, sexual abuse, and do not provide safe living conditions. A Perry County man will spend the rest of his life in prison after he was found guilty of multiple sex charges. A judge sentenced Tony Simmons to 9 life sentences. Last November, he was convicted on 1 count of rape, 4 counts of sodomy, and 4 counts of sexual abuse. And major work is underway at Klein Park in downtown Montgomery. City leaders announced Wednesday it will be renamed Montgomery Plaza. The park will soon have statues of Rosa Parks and Richard Montgomery. The project should be finished in December. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wise.
Turn to the experts at AC by LeQuire and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by LeQuire for details. ACbyLeQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
April 4th is Tell a Lie Day. I'm celebrating by having dinner with Queen Elizabeth and riding giraffes on the private island I purchased with my Mega Millions jackpot. I hope you have a terrible Tell a Lie Day.
And now, it's not time for...
Random.
Facts. It's not.
Tell a Lie Day.
It's Tell a Lie Day.
Wow, you didn't get it. I bet the rest of the audience is going,
what? What does that mean if I didn't get it?
Because you're smart.
Man, good save. Yeah,
that's not working?
No, it's working.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
It wasn't
good
all the way.
Did you put spit on this thing?
No, you don't spit and dip electrical things into coffee to make them work.
Did you know putting anything liquid on an electrical thing is not a good thing
it's
to do?
It's not a good thing.
That could be a pop quiz question, so pay close attention.
No, the USB thing that plugs into the plug itself was not all the way in. That's why it was not.
Okay.
See what you got there is a loose USB connection there. So we're going to
put that thing all the way in there.
Get that in a little bit tighter now, and then go plug it into the light socket.
You're going to want to dip that in your coffee just a little bit.
Dip it just a little bit just to help the connection, and then plug it all up, and it'll work just fine.
Shut up.
That's right. Did you know... A 96-year-old self-taught conservationist dedicated the last 40 years of his life to saving North American bluebird populations.
Oh.
He built and monitored 350 nest boxes all across southeast Idaho. In part from his conservation efforts, bluebird populations have significantly rebounded.
That's awesome.
That's a great way to start. Now, get on to death.
Well, we will. Just give it time. I have to build up.
Yeah, don't you have like a coal miner story or something?
Oh, I have an air disaster.
Oh!
Did you know that pigeons can understand when a flock leader, is doing a poor job and they will course correct? The poor leader will also spend less time as head bird and will lose flock mates due to poor performance.
It's just so funny. Yeah, I used to be head bird, you know.
Yeah,
when you said the air disaster, I thought maybe a pigeon had crashed or something. Oh, the humanity.
Aerial pigeon.
The Hindenburg. Maybe it was punctured by the sharp beak of a...
Did you know that Marie Curie, the first woman to win a Nobel Prize...
What's her middle name? Sklodowska Curie, thank you.
Is that right?
Yes, because they named a high school for her in Chicago. Why? Because of the large Polish population there.
And that's why they picked her middle name?
They picked the and put the middle name in the school so they would know. Because Curie, what is that? That sounds Irish for all I know. Back to you, Jay.
She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize. She was the first person to win twice. And the only person to win a Nobel Prize in two different sciences. But she couldn't legally attend college, so she attended illegally, going to what was known as the Flying University, which was a secret organization. On top of that, her daughter received the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1935 for the discovery of artificial radioactivity, and her second daughter worked for UNICEF. while the organization was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. Her grandchildren are renowned scientists, high profile as well. And
one flunky in the family that
probably
didn't do anything. Is there a delinquent somewhere in the Klodowska Curie country?
Yeah, probably.
Just wondering for a friend.
The deadliest accident in aviation history.
Uh-oh.
Tenerife.
That is
seen
it.
On the Smithsonian.
Yeah, we talked
see
about
how
it.
Fast I answered him.
500 and some people died.
577.
83.
583.
I forgot about the six.
Yeah.
It was on a day in which there was fog heavy enough to reduce visibility to less than 500 yards. Two Boeing 747s had a collision at the runway and became the deadliest accident in aviation history. There was a lot more to it, apparently, than just visibility, however.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The,
did you like the rest of the documentary?
The KLM captain's hubris was a major contributing factor.
Major.
This person here says, I consider it the shift from the culture of shut up co-pilot to your concerns are valid, safety first.
The KLM pilot was a hot shot and in a big hurry to get going because they got docked pay if they didn't arrive where they were supposed to be on time. And, you know, it was just a matter of inches. He saw this Pan Am plane through the fog. So he tries to lift off. The tail of his plane hits the runway and starts sparking. He got airborne, but the landing gear, not the body of the plane, caught the Pan Am jet, and that was that.
Here's a comment not very far down in this thread. Got to get a shout-out here for Air Disasters. It's the American version of a British show called Mayday, and it's the best thing on television.
Thank you. Just posted that last night.
I love Air Disasters.
Posted that last night.
They do their absolute best job of explaining the various causes of every disaster. I like how they show all the variables leading up to it.
Air Disasters is not a depressing show. It's a show about hope.
And I used to think that it's going to be all about carnage and dead people laying around. It's not. It's about how they solved the mystery.
It's a crime solving. How many shows do we watch about these heinous crimes that are committed?
Heinous.
And they show you the forensics on how they figured out who done it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what this is. It's something that happened, and these brilliant people come in and figure out what happened. Because the first question anybody asks when a plane crashes is, so they go about, and what the outcome is, recommendations that are made that make flying safer and safer. Back to you,
right?
Mitch.
We'll see an episode on the what's going on right now with the Boeing 737 MAX.
I've seen that one, and there is a new season episode this Sunday at 7 on Smithsonian.
Right.
Most fascinating part of any kind of airline investigation when it's a crash like that is, and they did it with the space shuttle too, is when they show the big hangars where
they reconstruct.
Yeah.
All the parts are sitting out.
Numbered.
Every single part.
Yeah. What's amazing, remember the TWA plane in 1996 that exploded as it was taking off for Paris?
Right.
Into Long Island Sound. And how much of that they went and were able to retrieve. And they rebuilt a good chunk of that plane in a hangar. I still think that might have been a terror attack.
There's a lot of question marks on that one.
Yeah.
Did you know that Napoleon actually made it all the way to Moscow and even captured the city? He thought his victory would force Russia to negotiate peace. It did not. Russia retreated and burned the city down rather than, hand it over to Napoleon.
And who didn't learn from history? Who did it again? Who made the same mistake?
A.H.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Schnickelgruber.
Perfect.
Napoleon then retreated
back
to... That's
what the Three Stooges call him in
France.
To insult him with Schnickelgruber.
did you know that Rob Zombie...
Okay.
He used to be a production assistant on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Did you know?
No peewee drops on that one?
All right, I'll give you one.
I mean, it's too late. If you weren't ready, don't worry about it.
No. Right now.
Hello!
I always have that one handy. And the other one is on page 7.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
Emily, huh? When did you discover that?
Love peewee.
Did you know Phil McNamara was able to capture something not a lot of people get to see? It was the exact moment an active volcano blew its top. And the shockwave that came after as well. He was filming off the coast of Papua New Guinea, which is a fun word to say.
Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea. McNamara filmed the start of the eruption of Mount Tavuvuvu volcano.
The Tavuvuvu eruption was one of the more prolific in...
Tavuvuvu. I'm close.
Yeah.
Even though it's silly, I'm close. Tavuvuvu. August 29th, 2014.
2014, okay.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Oh, that was a climate change.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you know that apparently geese can fly over Mount Everest? Geese have been directly recorded at heights of more than 23,000 feet.
Can you imagine?
So they could or they have.
Mountaineers have claimed that they have seen the birds fly over Mount Everest.
I can imagine. Make it, because I have done some mountain climbing, getting all the way to the top of Mount Everest, and they'll look at me saying, "Goose!"
I got you with the goose and the geese thing. Yeah.
Apparently, there are birds that can fly higher. There's a certain breed of vulture that has been recorded at flying at over 37,000 feet.
I just thinking you're a jet pilot and you're. You look over next to you and there's a vulture.
Yeah. That's flying just right alongside you there.
Wow.
Man, did you know, according to a 2014 study from Voucher Cloud, whoever that is, it was published in the LA Times, one in every nine Americans think HTML is actually a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh.
I got the Hitmol.
Yeah, Voucher Cloud surveyed 2,300 people ages 18 or older, and most of them thought HTML was a disease.
If that is a disease, I nominate Wilford Brimley to do the commercial. Well, have you been struck with the Hitmol?
I got a shot of penicillin for that.
Oh, God, it gets worse. 23% thought an MP3 was a Star Wars robot.
I'd like to see that. That's a really fascinating.
18% identified Blu-ray as a marine animal.
Sure, they got him at SeaWorld.
And 12% said that USB is an acronym for a European country.
Wow.
The United States of Britain.
USB.
Yeah, we got some dummies in us.
Oh. Did you know, have you ever heard of a word called courier cleat?
No.
Courier cleat.
No. What it?
Anyway, it's a word describing the moment at which two people approaching from opposite ends of a long passageway recognize each other and immediately pretend that they haven't recognized each other to avoid the embarrassment of having to continue recognizing each other the whole length of the corridor.
Kidding. That's interesting.
I didn't know it had a name. I just thought it was being awkward.
Well, that's pretty much how
we've all been in that situation. Look at your... Look down. Look at your watch. Look away.
And all of a sudden, I have to return this text message.
The first comment on this says, I wonder what it's called when you see someone you know at a store and you chat with them for a bit and say goodbye and then try to avoid them the rest of the time you're in the store.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you do the second time you bump into them.
Right. The second time. That's very good. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
It's awkward.
And finally, did you know of something called Biggs Backyard Ultra?
Biggs?
Yeah, B-I-G apostrophe S, Backyard Ultra.
Sounds like a grill.
It does.
The new Biggs Backyard Ultra.
But it's not. It is a last man standing marathon where competitors run around a 4.1-mile loop until only one remains. Last year's winner ran a record-setting 68 laps. That is 283 miles. Did so in 55 hours and 23 minutes. Everyone but the winner is designated as did not finish.
Huh.
A DNF. Yeah. Those are your random facts.
Okay.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
We'll be back with a pop quiz question giveaway. $10 worth of free shopping at Food. I'll have the specials for you a little bit later. I'd like to direct your attention now to Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. As we're a little more than a month away from Mother's Day, but there could be an occasion that you realize could be today or tomorrow. all of a sudden you need to find a nice gift for somebody, and you immediately think, oh, this is going to take me hours to find something that'll be great. So it'll look like I put some thought into this, and it wasn't a last-minute idea. This is where Brian Jewelry and 63 years and three generations of experience come in so handy for people. By the way, their website, and they do a lot of very exclusive and beautiful items that you can only buy there. And they also offer an item of the month, wedding bands, and of course, more. But if you join the Brian Jewelry Club, you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And that's just one of the things you'll benefit by taking a quick trip to BrianJewelry.com. They even have an app now. It's educational. You can learn all the different cuts of diamonds, the various gems they keep in-house. Like, well, on the diamond cuts, round, princess, radiant, asher, cushion, oval, pear, marquee, heart, trillion. You can become a bit of a gemologist just by visiting.
Wasn't Asher Cushion
he was an actor? This is the Asher right here. See,
you guys.
It has a descending cut, if you'll notice there, which features the flat part of the diamond in the center. It's beautiful. And this is where they can also help you with financing. It's where, it's hard to believe this is a long time ago, but, you know, over 5 years ago, where the Whittlebuttle wedding jewelry came from. Riddlebuttle wedding.
Wow.
Brian Jewelry, 1778, he's made in Prattville. I love them. And I think they still love me, Lynn and the team there. Three generations of experience. They've been around since Prattville wasn't even preferred as a community. It was just Prattville. That's how long they've been around. Stop by and see them, 77 East Main in Prattville, BrianJewelry.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Dave's $10 food outlet pop quiz. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
Who was the person that we said was a production assistant on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
I forgot already.
The ones I sent you were pretty weak.
Yeah, you seemed to give me a little hand gesture there after you'd sent it, like, I'll just find something else then.
That's all we need is who was, is a famous person.
Yeah, somebody we mentioned, a production assistant on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
All right, so call us at 272-922-8.
Madam Curry.
Hello! 272-9228.
Madam Sklodowska Curie to you there. 272-9228 on the SAP channel. It's Aria Code Tres Tres Cuatro Dos Siete Dos De Wavy Dos Dos Ocho.
Yay!
All right, off the merry-go-round. Time for traffic, and then we'll come back and get a winner.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic in the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of accidents you need to know about. We have one in Prattville. It's on Highway 82 at Highway 31, so be careful there. We also still have police working the accident on Air Base Boulevard at Foshee Road, so watch out if you're headed into Maxwell. Well, the backup on I-65 has begun again this morning. If you're headed in from Prattville, just watch out when you get around the river bridges because you're going to slow down there. The rest of the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems there. A lot of traffic headed into the downtown Montgomery area, both on Madison Avenue and on South Union Street, so watch out if you are headed into downtown. And don't forget, school zones are still in effect, and that means school zone speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's find a winner amongst our elite group of listeners here at 272-9228. Jay, which line am I going to first?
Going to number 3.
Okay. Edward, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are y'all doing today?
Yeah, you know.
Good. I'll be interested in the answer here because I heard it and then I got distracted. I'm so busy.
Yeah, who's the guy we said was a production assistant on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Well, that guy just happens to be one of the greatest horror movie creators as well, and his name was Rob Zombie.
That is correct!
Woohoo!
You got it right!
That's correct.
This is awesome. What
Rob Zombie movie?
What Rob Zombie?
Devil's Rejects.
He's done a bunch of horror movies.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh.
31. Man, he's...
With a name like Zombie, right?
Hey, exactly.
It's got to be.
Hey, you know what makes this so awesome, guys?
Hmm.
This is now the third time in my life of winning a contest. I won the sixth contest last year for having to sound like Fire Marshal Bill. And then I gave my age away by saying before then I had won a Top Gun poster back when I was a kid in a video. This is, like, so awesome. I've been wanting a $10 gift card for Food Outlet because I want to get the biggest porterhouse that I can buy.
Go straight to the meat department.
I love it.
Well, congratulations on your third time, and it's a Dear Diary moment. I'm glad you, glad you're a winner.
Hey, this needs to be added to the future timeline.
There you go. 1 year ago today, Edward M.
That would be cool if you managed to do that, and he's still listening. Yeah, I'd love that. Edward, hang on, buddy. Let's say a quick good morning to Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
How you?
Yeah, we got a winner, but we just wanted to thank you for trying.
Well, I tell you what, how about this one?
Okay.
Was it Quincy?
No, we already thought it might be Quincy, but that wasn't the case.
Oh, the Q one,
the Q TV show that his granddad liked. Yeah, that was one. Ain't many Q shows out there, so I just said Quincy. Right.
Hey, do you happen to remember the bird that can fly up to about 37,000 feet? Which one is?
Yeah, that was the
goose. Goose. Well, a goose.
Actually, the vulture is the one.
The vulture goes higher than that. Yeah, right. You're right.
There are some vultures. I mean, they're grotesque, you know, carcass picking things. Yeah. But there are some that look so dumb. I mean, they just have the funniest facial expressions. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate you. And good morning, Leonard.
Hey guys, I just want to tell you guys do a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We're not popular with vultures now, but thank you.
You know, it's a demographic thing. It's probably a regional thing, so it's all good. But yeah, that was really about it. You guys do a great job.
Thanks.
Keep it up, okay?
We're hanging on the line. We appreciate it.
Alrighty, 7:43.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Skies are mostly clear this morning, and the radar is quiet. At least the radar in Alabama is quiet. I'm looking and seeing a big mass of rain now approaching Laurel and Hattiesburg and Mississippi and moving towards Alabama. So we'll be watching that. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by later on in the afternoon and into the evening hours tonight and overnight, too. In fact, as we get closer to evening and nighttime hours, the storms become more concentrated. With today's high around 76, tonight's low down to 62. A couple of the storms later on could be strong, possibly reaching severe limits. I don't think it's going to be a widespread severe weather situation. But over the next few days, we're getting very active, and we're going to have to watch the radar carefully. Tomorrow's high around 80, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms in South Alabama, again, could be strong. And then Saturday and Sunday, there'll be waves of showers and thunderstorms at times. Low 80s on Saturday. I think maybe low to mid-80s on Sunday. A few of those storms Sunday could be strong, possibly severe, especially later on in the day as well. Right now, this morning, we have east winds at 8 miles per hour, mostly clear skies. Temperature is 48 at 744.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
7:45, you know, our winner of Random Facts mentioned that he was going to go to Food Outlet and get himself
big porterhouse.
Yeah. That's what I did on Sunday while I was doing the rest of my weekly grocery shop, which I do every Sunday morning. You want to say hello? Come by Food Outlet between 7:45 and 8:15.
Meet and greet at the Food Outlet.
I have proof.
That's right. I'll show you what's in my buggy and everything.
Oh.
But,
hey.
But I wanted to do a steak family dinner, and I was looking for the biggest top sirloin I could find. And those are good because they have natural lines where you can cut them into smaller steaks with a nice natural line, and each one then has its own outside layer of fat. So on the grill, they're just great. A little cricket dust, a little seven pepper, and a little bit of that stuff that William Bowie told us about, the rub. That you can get at Food Outlet. It's a shotgun rub, I think, is the name of it. Pardon me for not remembering. Now, if you're not into a steak tonight, Oscar Mayer Wieners, you can do a giant beanie weenie casserole. I'm going to do that one of these days, too, to you guys. Oscar Mayer Wieners, $1.25 a package. That is easily a dollar lower than the big chains. russet potatoes, a 5-pound bag is only $1.50. So for $10, you could go in and walk out with 25 pounds of russet potatoes. And on it goes Bluebell, J, $4.83 for the big bottom half full, half gallon. All three locations, Highway 14 in Honeymoon Heaven, Postcard Lake Millbrook. On Main Street, just west of 31 in the Preferred Community. And I'm there at Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, every Sunday morning. Hope to see you sometime at Food Outlet. Fox Business at 747. Our next thing is next.
Financial misconduct. Now he's been rearrested on new charges, accusing him of abusing his position at Nissan for personal gain. Sears is about to open the first of its smaller home and life stores. The new locations will sell appliances, mattresses, and home services. They'll be in addition to Sears' remaining 425 stores. The stores will have kiosks that will let you order items online and in stores to be delivered to your home. Verizon Communications just launched its first state-of-the-art mobile 5G network, but Barron's Magazine says it's a very small rollout. Only a small group of Verizon Wireless subscribers in Minneapolis and Chicago will have access, and they'll have to use a special phone. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
We've got a really great show for you tonight.
Man, do we have a show for you today.
Welcome back to the show.
We got a great show for you today.
You all seem to enjoy the show, even though it isn't based in reality.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This is where I work my radio magic.
I love what I've heard so far, and we're going to get this show on the road.
You're all set up, Big Daddy. 8 watts of pumping power.
Well, let's get started.
Yes!
Already having the time of our lives.
Okay, folks, let's get this party started.
Well, we have a great show for y'all tonight.
Our show is reality. I don't have to read, act, or think.
And the show now is, as you know, an international sensation.
It's showtime, baby.
Already having the time of our lives. We're just getting started tonight.
Okay, it's magic time.
There is cause for celebration on our show.
It's showtime.
Let's get this party started!
Yeah!
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Perry County man will spend the rest of his life in prison after he was found guilty on multiple sex charges. A judge sentenced Tony Simmons to 9 life sentences. Last November, he was convicted on 1 count of rape, 4 counts of sodomy, and 4 counts of sexual abuse. Governor Kay Ivey says the state is working to address issues highlighted in the Department of Justice's investigation into Alabama prisons. The DOJ says the prisons fail to protect inmates from violence, sexual abuse, and do not provide safe living conditions. And major work is underway at Klein Park in downtown Montgomery. City leaders announced Wednesday it will be renamed Montgomery Plaza. The park will soon have statues of Rosa Parks and Richard Montgomery. The project should be finished in December. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, the unsung hero of the day.
Here's to you, Mr. Super Pump third string bench player. Sure, you never play in the real games, and you're the first to jump up and high-five the star players. Some may mock you, but because of your help during practice, your team's in the tournament, and nobody can take that away. So go ahead and cheer your brains out. March Madness.
Once again, giving credit where little is given. That's our unsung hero of the day.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
bracket. We're long past the point where anybody's got a perfect bracket going, but that's the NCAA tournament, and that's the word today. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228, and if you manage that little trick, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building with free underground climate-controlled parking. And, of course, the location on the boulevard where we again thank everybody, including this man. For he came there. Randall, nobody knows how to make an entrance like Randall. And when Randall said, there's a buzz that goes around the room. Look who's here. And there he was.
Only because of y'all. Only because of y'all. I wanted to try the movie guess. Was it the movie Quicksilver, the spinoff of, not the movie, but the show. There was a Western called Quicksilver. It was all the Western with all of that flash of the whoever that Zorro was. But anyway, I know that might have been the show that your daddy was thinking about.
Wait a minute. The show I'm thinking of that Grandpa used to watch, I'd sit and watch it with him. It wasn't Quantum Leap.
Okay.
It was The Equalizer. I knew there was a Q in there somewhere.
Oh, a Q in it.
Oh,
wow. I thought it started with a Q.
So did I, but that was a long time ago.
The Equalizer.
And while we're on, before we got Baumhauer, don't forget. Hey, I won't ever forget. See, there's a lot of words you throw out that I forget by the end of the day, by the, you know, 12 o'clock. Yeah. But but when you do a phrase like girls night out, y'all don't forget that's the night. So. At Baumhauer.
Jay, on the hip hop.
Yes. All right. Now, the country boys who started the rapping over the country beats, that's what they started calling themselves. The old white boys off in the neck of the woods. They didn't want to be involved in hip. They wanted to be something different. And it come. And then when you took the brick from the brick to the stick boys, which is city to the country boys, that started doing it. They wanted to still be considered hip hop. They said it's a culture. So they went back and forth. The white trash mofos, they was all for the hip hop at first, but now they all going to, it's a hip hop culture. They don't want to be distinguished between hip hop, country rap, or hip hop. They just want to be hip hop, plain and simple.
I didn't know mofos, they, is that a band in country?
I didn't know the name of the guy until now.
Well, you know, hey, it is what it is, because I mean, they in the mud, baby. I mean, they in the mud. So and they come into it. They come because they realize that, I mean, and it is a hip hop culture. They kind of took from something and they try to make it their own and they try to fabricate it. And it really is this hip hop. And so now, hip hop is starting to drop off. It's kind of leaving the scene, and you don't really want to. If you're hip hop, then yeah, that's a, if you still call yourself hip hop, you pretty much started having a rebel flag around your head and your skinhead underneath. I mean, that's kind of, and there is still a couple of them, I ain't going to shout the names out, a couple of the boys from Kentucky, they're ignorant, they're sorry, and they don't need to be in the game, period. But, yeah, that's hip hop is going to the wayside. So.
All right. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Let's see.
I'm doing an interview with Tim Lennox tomorrow.
Live from Vita.
Topic, I'm going to quote him extensively.
White trash.
Well, Tim, the mofos are really... Early leader, fairly favored to win a bunch of awards.
Yeah. Now, before we got to Randall, though, I was going to ask you: did they not send us another update on the final on the bracket song?
The Sweet 16.
That will come tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That'll be here tomorrow.
All right.
Because they do one for the whole 64, the Sweet 16. And the Final Four, but that'll come tomorrow.
Yeah, they couldn't do the 8 because it was over the weekend.
Right.
But they did do the Sweet Six, 12.
Yeah,
they did that one, and we don't have a Final Four one yet.
I can take a look here real quick and see if I can find a prior example. Would you like me to do that?
I love those.
Because we got to check traffic here real quick, so we may as well do that, and then we'll come right back.
We're moving a little bit closer to the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look around the river region. Of course, we have the backup on I-65 southbound coming out of Prattville, so watch out as you head into the downtown area. It's also pretty crowded on South Union Street if you're coming off I-85. And speaking of a lot of traffic downtown, look out on Madison Avenue. It's really crowded as everybody heads to work this morning. If Highway 31 in Prattville is part of your travels this morning, look out because there's an accident at Highway 82 and 31 in Prattville. Around the boulevard, we don't have any major problems. It's pretty crowded. And it's stop and go at the traffic lights, but you'll get through most of those with only one light cycle. And if you're coming in from Wetumpka, it's a smooth ride other than around the Redland Road traffic light where traffic slows down. And then again, once you get down around the boulevard. School zones are in effect. Watch out. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
No, I can't find any of the where they sing the four
Final
team.
Four yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's coming. Like you said, we'll probably have it tomorrow.
7:58 is the time. Now, with the big game coming up Saturday and potentially a second one on Monday, we urge you to get to my Facebook page, scroll down for the Auburn-Virginia logos, get a prediction in on that game. And if nobody predicts the precise outcome, we're going to number the guesses, the predictions sequentially, and draw a name. And that person's going to win a $250 credit they can use for whatever they need in terms of auto service at any of the three Don Duncan locations. So it's absolutely worth a moment of your time to at least, that's how you register. Make one simple prediction, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky. It's 7:59, Fox News in a moment.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Turn to the experts at AC by LeQuire and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC.